This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. One of the business lessons of this pandemic has been that you gotta adapt, even or maybe especially when things look real bad. And in that category, one finds commercial landlords. Retail sales tanked, their tenants couldn't pay rent. And that, for Simon Property Group, which owns a bunch of shopping malls and some distressed retailers, well, that was a business opportunity. Marketplace's Mariel Segarra explains.
When shoppers stopped coming last year and stores started missing rent payments, mall landlords had a choice. They could kick the retailers out. Not ideal. Douglas Bregman is a real estate lawyer in Bethesda, Maryland.
The landlords have a dark space in their shopping centers, and that's just bad.
Or they could sue their tenants for rent, but he says that's often a dead end. Simon Property Group decided to make some deals instead. Now, a somewhat common practice in commercial real estate is to base the rent, at least partly, on a retailer's sales.
It's not all sales. It's sales above what's called a break point.
The retailer pays a minimum rent, and then if its sales hit that break point, say $1 million, it gives the landlord a cut, a percentage.
You know, typically in the neighborhood of, say, 7%.
Over the past year, Simon agreed to lower many retailers' base rent if they agreed to lower that breakpoint. David Auerbach is an institutional trader with World Equity Group. He says Simon was essentially saying,
we're betting on you to recover, but because we're giving you this little lifeline, when you hit your certain level, we're going to be coming with our purse open, expecting our share of it as well.
It means that as the economy recovers and retailers see their sales increase, Simon could see a big payout. It's been tying its fate to its tenants.
I'll take it a step further. It's tying its fate to the recovery of the entire industry.
And to consumers. If you think about it, Simon has been making this bet in another way. During the pandemic, its investment group has snapped up several distressed retailers, including Brooks Brothers, Lucky Brand Jeans, and now Eddie Bauer. I'm Mariel Segarra for Marketplace.